My next guest is Claire Edwards, all the way from Australia, a fabulous percussionist, someone I've known for quite a while because you studied here in Holland.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Actually, 1999.
Yeah.
It's a while ago.
It was a while ago.
So I lived in Holland from 1999 till 2006.
That's also a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt
yeah.
like a while. It was amazing, and I do still miss it. So it's lovely to be back.
You were here in a good period for Dutch music.
I was.
Yeah. What's your memory of that time?
Well, there were just so many opportunities. I was lucky enough to win a few competitions at the beginning of my time. So I won the Tromp Percussion Competition and the Friedenkranz Concours.
Exactly.
And as a result of that, I set up my percussion duo with Niels Meliefster, Duo Vertigo, and we toured a lot around Holland. And I played with Slakhut Group Den Haag and Asger Schoenberg. And it was just... there was just so many opportunities. I got to work with so many amazing composers, and it really set me up well, I think, to return to Australia and bring some of those amazing experiences back home.
Don't tell me that you left Holland because the musical situation declined.
No,
tell me instead
I left
all
just
the opportunities
before it declined.
You found. Good. Okay. So what opportunities did you find in Australia?
Well, when I went back, I was a bit worried that I would have no work, and because I did have such a lot of work in Holland,
yeah.
and I was very fortunate. But in Australia, my group, Ensemble Offspring, had been kept going while I was gone, and it was led by the wonderful Damien Ricketson, who's also here at Classical Next. He's a composer, and he kept it going. And I basically said, when I got back, do you want a hand? You know, I know it's a lot of work. And rather than starting another new group, I just thought I'll just help him sort of grow it. And it's turned into, we turn 25 next year, and Damien stepped down as co-artistic director about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now it's just my baby that I sort of passionately run. And
passionate is the word. I mean, we all know that you're a passionate, engaged musician. And one of those engaged positions is that you've been promoting very, very strongly the work of women composers.
Yeah.
Tell us how that's...
Well, I'm actually chairing a gender equity panel tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And so it got me thinking again, I guess, about all the issues and how it came about that I... with Ensemble Offspring programmed a whole year of female composers in 2017.
Yeah.
And that was just our way. There are lots of different ways, and I look forward to hearing other people's ways tomorrow. But our way of trying to just bring some balance to the situation. And it's been great for me as an artistic director, just getting to program and getting to know so many female composers. We're commissioning most of our big works from female composers into the future now. And yeah, tonight we're playing female composers too.
What were the challenges in putting together a season like that? Was it more audience reaction, or was it more finding the composers? What was the most difficult part?
Well, it wasn't difficult at all.
Well,
that's
thank goodness.
The thing.
That's the good news.
Yeah, it was. I mean, occasionally you would get audience expectation issues where they'd say, "Well, but you know, how can you put together a whole season? How do we know that it's quality?" And, you know, the quality was never the issue. It was just, how do I program all the people who I've found who I love so much? You
that's
know,
great.
So that's why
what
it's
we
turned
hear.
Into a much yeah. more long-term commitment. It always was meant to bring about 50-50 change for us. And last season was more like 60-40, and into the future it's similar. So
what kind of impact has your initiative there had on other groups, other ensembles?
Quite a big impact. I mean, I wouldn't say, of course, it's never just us. It's never just one action. But I would say Australia is leading the way with gender equity in concert programming. And, you know, there's still lots to do, especially in the opera world and the symphony orchestras. But I figure, you know, we play contemporary classical music by living composers, we have absolutely no excuse.
No excuse.
Maybe they do a little bit more, and, you know, we need to workshop how to get around that. But I think it's, you know, we have to walk the walk, and I think we did. We have been leading the way along with some other colleagues in Australia, and it's exciting that, you know, America's really kind of come on board, and hopefully Europe is...
Well,
also?
That was my next question. You know, how do you feel about the situation in the Netherlands in terms of gender equity in the music world?
I think I can't really say because I don't know. I'm not on top of the programming
sure.
sort of enough currently. But I think it's a different culture to Australia. Because it's much more, you know, there's much more tradition to the culture in terms of the male dominance, I guess. And the great thing that you can do in Australia is like sort of anything goes, because we don't so many traditions. So that is quite liberating.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, maybe you can bring some of that freshness here. Tonight at 9:30 p.m., you're performing in the Jurianse Zaal here in Rotterdam, here at Classical Next, Ensemble Offspring. And you have two composers on the program, Andrea Keller and Kate Moore. Tell us a bit about what you're going to be playing.
Yeah, well, Kate Moore is a composer who's very familiar here. She lives in Holland. And it was the piece by Kate is a piece she wrote for us called Fern. A lot of her music is inspired by sort of natural elements, and so the piece gradually grows with an electronic soundscape, like a fern frond sort of opening, and it's very organic and very gradual in the way it sort of the sound world takes over. And Andrea Keller's piece is called Love in Solitude, and that was a piece which sort of won a prize, which then she got to work with us. And it's a piece we've toured a lot, and she's a jazz pianist, so it's got sort of jazz elements. And yeah,
great.
It's really, it's got poetry and another electronic kind of soundscape.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some music, and we have... You have to announce it, because I don't know yet what we're going to hear. This is a surprise for me,
oh, it's
too.
A surprise.
So tell us.
Well, it's another female composer, another Australian female composer, Amanda Cole. She's another composer who Ensemble Offspring has collaborated with a lot, and it's from a CD I made a few years ago called Camera Box with...
Say that again?
Camera Box.
Camera Box.
And it's like a chamber music kind of box
of
sound. And maybe it was inspired by my time in Holland to call it that, I don't know. But it's all Australian works, mostly chamber, and this is the one solo piece on it, which is called Glockenblocken.
Glockenblocken. Thank you.
Thank you.